I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Now, follow up on the email that actually we talked to. Remember the guy who found out his lady wasn't choking and now she wants it to be choked every time and he was like, enough.
Yes,
he couldn't do
it.
Yeah.
It just really grinds his gears when she wants to be sexually choked.
Yep. Absolutely correct. Yeah. So he sent us a follow-up email to email@DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. He said, I have to say, first of all, Chuck kind of nailed it. We've been dating for a while, and we've tried role-playing and different toys in the past, but it's all really accumulated into this. She's always wanted to try bondage and never knew how to bring it up. So my question now is the same question that Dave asked. Is this something I'm going to have to do every single time? When I asked her about it, she just vaguely said, well, let's start with some basics and go from there.
Oh, that's just...
She's terrible. All in mm-hmm. on everything.
He says, now, it's not that I'm lazy like some people thought, but setting up restraints and tying her up and gagging her every single time we want to have sex seems like a hell of a task. And I'm beginning to see why people set up sex dungeons. Because it's already there, right?
You don't have to set it up every time.
Sex dungeons are a time saver. Yeah, I never thought of them that way.
Oh, my God,
busy lives.
No fuss, no setup, sex dungeon ready
Get
to go.
On the cross! Get on the cross! Get in your swing. He says, generally, I am the dominant one during sex because I do like taking control. But some plain good old-fashioned regular sex works for me most of the time. Mm. I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts, or maybe your listeners who are into BDSM, do you need to have this type of sex as a regular deal all the time? Now, I don't think it's really a relationship deal breaker for either of us since there are so many other important things that we've connected over. But I am way out of my element if I have to do this every time we bang. Love your show. Thanks for talking about it, guys.
I guess there's always a chance, like, they could grow out of it.
This chick wants it.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll grow out of it. I think she'll grow deeper into it.
Well, you can grow deeper into it, or you can get into something else. And so, I guess I would try and find something that this guy's actually into. It's going to push her limits a little bit or just change things up a little bit.
The thing is, he can be into this, he says, but he doesn't want to have to do it every single time.
I know.
So is this an update to the email from the other day, or what is this?
Yeah, he's just basically asking, you know, what does he do?
Wait, didn't he ask that the other day?
Is he asking again?
Really. We asked that.
I just keep picturing a dude getting, like, ball gags out, and he's just like, oh, God, yes, damn it. It's a ball gag.
I gotta whip someone into submission.
It's like any other household chore at that point. So sex shouldn't be a chore. To him, it's going to become a chore. That's the bottom line. I just don't think
they're sexually compatible. Yeah. I'm sorry. It just doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you guys are into different things.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, your girlfriend turns into Hellraiser. Like, it's nutty.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
I don't know how you...
She wants it, he doesn't. Let me get the Sibian. I'll get it again.
Yeah, I know I could never
heavy.
Be.
Can you help me lift it?
I could never be with a brutal Betty, right? I don't want that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I may choke you occasionally if you ask for it, but I don't want to have to do it every time.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, it's just...
Mind going down to the sex dungeon and just at least tying up your legs?
So is he considering building a sex dungeon?
I'll be there in a minute.
Well, he understands why people do, but I guess really his bottom line question here is that he was wondering if other BDSM people have to have this every time. Like, he's basically deciding should I prepare for every time, and am I ready for that?
So are other BDSM people up right now and can answer that question.
Yeah, if you're not currently bound.
Yeah.
Or have
if
a
master. If your master.
I like the idea somebody got their hands tied behind their head and they're like, put the phone up to me.
If your master will allow you to talk on the phone right now, because you probably have to clear it with him.
Yeah, reach out, 1-855-954-6969 if you can get to a phone.
I was like the way in, David Chuck.
Ball gag. Ball gag.
You did it every time, but sometimes it does.
He doesn't want it every time, but sometimes. Uh-oh. Like now.
Maybe they can text. They could text us.
Yeah, some people are already. Okay. Someone said that... Mr. Choke should just run to the pet store, grab
Mr. Choke. That's what we're calling
we're
him.
Gonna
now.
Call him Mr. Choke.
It. Sure.
Run to the pet store, grab a choke collar, give her a tug every now and then.
Okay.
Enjoy life. Stop being a lazy lover.
Oh God.
Lazy lover.
Lazy lover. Calling lazy him a Mr. Choke. She's a lazy lover. He likes to choke just some of the time,
but he's not getting really. Anything from it. Mm-hmm.
No, he is. He says he likes being the dominant one.
He doesn't mind it, but
he doesn't want to do it every time.
Yeah, he's really worried it's going to become just that. And it is going to become just that.
Yeah, I mean, that's where she's going. She's gravitating towards it.
Yeah.
So either talk to your goddamn lady about it and see if you're technically competitive, baby.
Anonymous in Boston said, wife and I are BDSM couple. I'm the dom. We only play this way once in a while. That's what he's got to establish, I guess. Hey, listen, we can do this, just not every time.
And when you do it, go nuts. Go absolute, like light her on fire. Put electricity on her.
Oh, yeah, blast those nipples.
Waterboard her.
Yep.
It went from late choking into torture and
but I mean,
human barbecue.
I guess you'd know after that day what you're in for. Because if she's like, the best. I was like, oh my God, I treated you like you were in Abu Ghraib prison.
And you liked it.
And you
so
loved
you're
it.
In trouble.
He's like, oh.
So then you know, it's like, okay, yeah, well, I got to get out of here.
Keep ramping it up.
Voice changing technology here. Anonymous calling from a sex dungeon. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
So are you with a partner like this? And does it have to be every time, basically, is what this guy's asking us.
So I'm more or less the one that's into it, and my partner, not always into that, so, I feel that there's, no need to have it be done every time. We do have, you know, some nights where we do the bondage and stuff like that, and there's other nights where it's just normal stuff. And, so I don't think that should really worry too much. He needs to talk to his, partner and, you know, go from there.
Right, and then if he realizes that she needs it every time, then it's likely not a good match.
No, probably not. No, because if it's something that she wants every single time, and he's not willing to put forth that effort, then he needs to find somebody else.
What crazy stuff do you get up to with your lady there?
Bondage, ball gigs with nothing too crazy. Just relatively, I guess, basic stuff, for what, bondage and stuff would be, nothing, don't have like a huge dungeon or anything.
Right. And you're always the one whipping and gagging?
Yeah. It's something that I enjoy.
Sure.
And, my partner is, relatively submissive, but, there's just some nights where it's just like, either we're both just not feeling it or, she's not feeling it. It's just, you just gotta do the normal stuff,
All right, man. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Good.
Now, they've got it figured out. This guy has to figure it out.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is the thing, it's all brand new right now for her. So think about when you get a brand new toy and you're, so excited because you got the Millennium Falcon.
Right.
And all you do is play with the Millennium Falcon every day. Every day.
Yeah.
You play with it. I still do. But then eventually you put it up on the shelf. You kind of forget about it and you bring it to work and put it in your office.
Yeah. And the fun is going back and getting it sometimes.
Yeah. On occasion. At it.
Taking her for a little flight.
Or you move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
A drone. Time for a little Kessel Run.
Someone said, I'm into BDSM. I get choked, tied up, slap me, pull my hair, but I'm only looking for that tops once a week. Chick needs to chill. And he just needs to tell her, look, I'm not doing that every time. Sex is still satisfying without all that.
I would say that there should be, if you're going to do stuff, there should be at least some times where it's like you like each other.
Well, yeah, like it's like the
like
spies.
It's like a loving,
spies.
And you're like, well, like there should be like the loving kind,
and then
where
the,
you're like, and then there should be you right. should mix it up with some of the
yeah
fun, straight up fun,
right?
Fun sex. Yeah. One more quick call here from a pro dom. Jessica is in Boston. Hi, Jessica, on a regular line. Go ahead.
Pro dom. Hi, how are you?
Doing okay, thanks. So you spent time as a pro dom.
I was for almost 20 years.
Okay.
And I've seen both sides of the situation.
So what's your advice for this guy?
If she wants it, she wants it. You can't not give it to her. She will constantly think about it. She will constantly come up with scenarios. She's always going to want it, and she's going to want more of it. And if you don't give it to her, she will find it somewhere else.
Ooh. Well, that's a different take
well, no,
on it all.
No, but, listen, yeah, but I agree. Like, that's why,
yeah,
you know.
When you realize you're not compatible.
Electrocute her, do all that stuff, see how much she's into it, and then...
Right, and if he's not willing to do it every time, she's going to lose interest.
So, Jessica, 20 years as a pro dom, what crazy stuff did you get up to that we can talk about on the radio? Mm-hmm.
As far as couples, or oh, I've done on every level,
yeah,
to the extreme or very light, depending on the person.
You ever step on any balls?
Say it again.
Do you ever step on any balls?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Step on them, kick them, beat them, tie them up.
Actually, make a wine with them.
Yeah. Scrape stomping.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just the ball stomper.
That's just one of the things. Wires get crossed.
That's one of the things that people like.
And those people, do you consider them normal people, or do you think wires have been crossed up there?
It usually starts at work or the home life when they were younger. If they were extremely dominated either by a teacher or a mother figure, that would trigger it as a young kid. But I know people that were lawyers and doctors, and they always have to constantly be in charge at work. They want the reversal. They want the role reversal at home.
Yeah, you hear about
or
that a lot.
Or at agency level.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you, in your home, like this is personal, but does that carry over into your home life? Did you find a guy that just wants to be dominated, or is it completely opposite at home?
Oh, no. It's the same way at home.
Yeah.
I work I'm the dominant one at
okay.
home.
So you're married to a little sissy bitch.
Yes.
I sure am.
Yeah okay.
She turns him into one.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Would you know by looking at him, if we met this guy on the street, would we be like, oh, sissy bitch?
I can tell. I sure can.
You can tell.
Oh, you yeah. can. So but you can see it. You see.
I can see it in women, too.
You see a little sissy or something. Wow. You're like, look at him.
Oh, yeah.
You can spot a sub.
I sure can. I can also spot a dom, too.
Mm. Right.
Huh.
You can tell if somebody is not into it as well. If somebody, if they freak out, if you pull out, a giant dildo or if you show them your whips and stuff, they get a little freaked out.
No, you better get ready,
Indy. I've had guys run out of the house.
Oh, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. No. I can imagine.
You imagine? What?
I can imagine.
Well, of course.
You don't know what you're in for. She pulls out something giant.
Especially if you just thought you were going to fool around with a chick or whatever one night and... You went over to her place and she had a trunk.
Fun. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God. Terrifying.
She's got a chainsaw like ass from Evil Dead.
Do you ever get dominated or you're always the dominant one?
I have switched in the past, but it's just not my forte.
You don't like it.
You don't like it.
You don't like it.
Nah.
You want to beat asses.
So you,
yeah, I want to beat someone up.
Yeah. You peg your man then.
Oh.
Yeah, both. It depends. If there's a woman involved, then things you gotta
peg a woman sometimes too.
Women are different than men. Men are a little more easy to please. They want to get right to the point. Well, that's what the thing with the couple. She's gonna want it, and she's gonna want to try different things, and she's gonna want to experiment. Well, but guys get a little lazy with it.
Yeah, and I'll say this, you know, like someone texted in, they're like, oh, there's a checklist that you can check off all these things. But the thing about BDSM is that the checklist, you'd have to do a checklist every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because it gets more and more extreme.
I had new clients come in, they would have to fill out at least 3 or 4 pages of the wants and the knots and what don't you like and what do you want the safe word to be and
right.
How much can you handle. Oh, yeah, there'd be about 50, 60 questions. And if you didn't answer them, you're getting your ass whooped.
That's hilarious. There's a questionnaire.
Amazing. Jesus.
All right. Strangest last question. Strangest thing someone asked you to do that we can talk about.
Peg them outside.
Wow.
Outside?
Outdoor pegging. Outdoor
pegging. Prepare to outdoor peg. But outside, Tom.
They wanted to get caught.
Prepare.
They wanted to get caught.
Prepare to be caught pegging. Prepare to be caught pegging.
What a thing. Did you get caught?
Yeah, he got caught.
But did you? Weren't you pegging?
Who by who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's
okay,
it was a large one. And he was a big one, too. He was like 6'6", probably a good 300 pounds.
And big old boy.
Big old boy. I liked it right up there. Who caught you, though? The cops or?
No, I believe it was his ex.
Oh, my God. What a scene. What a scene. Jimmy? Jimmy, is that you? Yeah, you get right, it's Jimmy. And I'm pounding him to oblivion.
Like, I made the right choice. You're my ex for a reason. It would just validate everything. Of course, you're getting pegged outside. You freak.
I know it. You freak.
Still, it's something to take in, though, huh?
It's that's traumatizing.
That's something to see.
Definitely traumatizing.
That is something to see.
Hey, Lise! Looks like you summered well.
Oh, my God.
What was her reaction, Jessica?
She screamed for a good 30 seconds.
30-second scream. That's
so long. Yeah. Yeah.
I believe it was her front lawn.
Her front lawn.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Either it was her front lawn or her mother's front lawn.
My mother's front lawn. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Right on the back of my pickup truck.
Oh, wow.
So what happened with the pickup truck?
She just pulled right up with on the back of the pickup.
Right over the tailgate.
Yep. That's where she pegged him.
Wow.
Yeah.
On the
weird
run.
Day at work.
So did you have to hurry to make this fast? Like,
I was dressed. I had all my gear on, so you couldn't see me. But
so you just hopped right out and just
right
did
there
it.
On her lawn. I think it was the mother-in-law's lawn. I can't really remember. They were furious. They said, if we don't leave, they're going to call the cops. He was like, I just want to finish. He finished on the garden gnome lawn decoration.
He finished on the garden gnomes?
He finished on the garden gnomes.
What?
Yes.
What in the travelocity is going on there?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Finish on the gnome.
Holy hell.
It's like a Dom's version of TPing in someone's house.
I mean, it's crazy. That's way worse than TPing.
Diane, he just hit the garden gnome.
Oh, God.
He just hit the garden gnomes. You know.
So did he have pure hatred for his ex, and this was like weird revenge?
She wouldn't give it to him.
He's like, give it to him back there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She wanted nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So he made a point to show her.
Yeah.
He showed her, all right.
God.
Man, and you just had to roll out. Like, you were like, all right, here we go.
I got a high pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
That's awesome.
I bet.
How much do you get for outdoor pegging in front of an ex? How much? Come on. Lay a number on us.
$350 an hour. I got paid for 3 hours up front.
That's almost a grand for doing that.
Yeah, she's got to drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over a grand.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good money.
It was excellent money.
What if the cops were called?
Get out of there quick.
Yeah, she's going to call the cops.
Yeah, you had to get out.
It was already over by the time. I think he liked that. I think he wanted to get in trouble.
Oh, sure. If he's doing it over the tailgate in front of his ex's place, come on.
So when you were driving there, did the strap-on affect your steering of the truck?
Actually, it didn't. It nicely between my legs.
There you go. Again, you got pushed it down.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah.
What? You drove with that on?
Yeah, you gotta be ready, Lee. You gotta jump out and peg, Lee.
Yeah, she down the block, like yep. put it on or something.
She had to be ready to roll out like a SWAT. She was like a SWAT pegging.
No.
It was like a SWAT van.
SEAL team peg!
It was like a SWAT van of peg.
It really kind of.
She was like, I'm bending over the goddamn thing!
What an exciting life, though.
Is it really? It is. Yeah, it's exciting.
It's fun.
It's crazy. It's excitement personified.
Oh, my God.
Team bag.
SWAT team bag.
That's crazy. It's crazy. Okay, so, yeah, go ahead, Lisa.
No, so you had the truck. It was your truck or his truck?
It was my truck.
Oh, yeah.
Your truck, huh? You have that ready for that.
Well, she had to put the
I'm
sheet
always
up.
Ready.
She's always ready.
You should be our dom expert on the show.
I really should. You're a fascinating individual,
yes, you have a
Jessica.
Lot of stories
You're
knowledge.
Awesome. Jessica from Boston was a pro dom for 20 years before giving it up.
Amazing.
Give us one more tale of dom, if you could, because that one, SWAT team bag, was amazing. What other one sticks out in your head?
I had a regular for almost 15 years that liked scat play.
That's not the scat she's talking about.
Not that kind of scat.
Okay, so he likes that.
Yes, and he was covered from head to toe,
and he wanted
to go to the grocery store.
Oh man!
What?
You went into your local grocer with him.
He had to put something over himself so he wouldn't be indecent.
Oh, he just liked the reaction of people smelling it.
I think so. I think it was the smell for him more than anything. But he liked to play in it, so he got a cucumber and an eggplant and a zucchini, and he sat on the floor of the grocer and played with the cucumber.
Wow!
Put in his mouth.
What are you doing during this?
Where's security?
Telling him what to do.
Oh, you're
security.
Telling?
Yeah, she's like, standing over him. Suck on that cucumber, you son of a bitch! Whack!
Then the grocer started getting involved, so I made the client pay for the merchandise, and then we proceeded to finish outside.
That's awesome. You tell him not to use his saver card, just to give a little extra.
Yeah, like, you get points on this? Can I get points?
That's amazing.
That's amazing. On the floor of the grocery store with a cucumber, a zucchini?
Yeah.
And an eggplant. Were you all dressed up, or were you?
I was very dressed. Head to toe.
Okay, so what made you give it up? You just figured like you had enough of it?
I got a promotion at my regular job.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like your side job. How much did the scat man, how much did he pay?
I'm a scat man.
I just wondered.
It ranged. It depends. It was like anywhere between $300 and $500 for the hour.
Lisa had a question that kind of went under the radar. Lisa wanted to know, was it his?
Or your stuff?
It was mine.
Do you get a discount if you use your own?
Yep, I went to his house and I defecated on his face and he proceeded to.
And he took care of the rest.
He put it all over himself and he spent a good 45 minutes getting himself prepared for this.
Like Schwarzenegger and Predator.
And then he put some stuff over, he put clothes over it. Because he would have been indecent. And it was freezing outside. It was snow on the ground.
Oh, man.
It was cold. So it
froze up.
It's a human poopsicle.
Did you have any moments where you wanted to throw up? Because of the smell, used to it.
I didn't get into the vomiting, so that would be a problem. But other than that, I love it.
Yeah.
You love it.
Degrading
that dude.
It's just degrading.
You like it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's taken some. Can you imagine?
Did you pick up any
grading? One of the best.
Yeah, you can't make someone feel. Yeah, you can't make someone feel smaller than dropping a deuce on their head.
Yeah, that's true. Did you pick up any groceries that day?
Did you pick up any groceries yourself?
Just the eggplant.
Remind me not to have eggplant at Jessica's house.
No.
Damn.
That would be the greatest day as a grocery store employee to see happen. The greatest day of my life at the grocery store.
I know. Mm. Like a real inspiration.
Yeah, we'd be like, oh my God.
I bet the manager of that store was like, oh, Jesus Christ. You never know what you're going to get in the goddamn vegetable aisle.
Jessica, quite an enlightening conversation. Thank you so much for listening and thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Jessica there from Boston, a retired pro-dom. She was a pro-dom for over 20 years.
Man, oh, man.
And got up to some stuff.
Like just when you think, oh, I could do this. I could be a dom. I can make a little bit of extra money on the side. No, you know, like there's girls that think that. They're like, oh, I can step on some nuts and do whatever. And then you realize what you really have to do.
No, it's work.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It ain't easy.
No, it's not easy to be a dom.
Money's pretty good, but you got to work to get it.
I mean, like the things that she had to deal with. I mean, she had to roll out of that truck quick and peg that guy.
Yeah. Just peg him to almost death in 2 minutes.
I was I had a friend who had a friend who was a dom.
Yeah.
And I never knew what she did. I think back on it, I'm like, wonder what I.
Well, now you know.
Oh, I know. Well, now that's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
yes.
She was just, you know, like normal woman. You hung out with her, whatever.
Yeah.
Meantime. And she had a party at her house. She was married. And there was, I think her dom room was in the basement. I never went down there, obviously.
Oh, sure.
She's like, that's weird.
So you didn't ask to see that like you asked to see Janet Jackson's panties.
Right.
Show me. My party adventure days
where you go to different houses. Yeah, it's like, right. Oh, God, you go to the dom room down there, huh?
I don't want to see the dom room. I think I'm good.
Yeah. Mm. She's from England.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she that would, like British accented dom.
Yeah.
So it's just
I bet the guys loved it.
Yeah, I think they did.
They loved it. It was like that British school teacher type vibe, bad.
Yeah.
The principal.
Right.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
But if it was just that, that'd be easy. But it's not.
Oh,
it's
you so gotta, much you have more, to have which traveling, I had no idea at the time. Now, gotta, doing the show for so long, it's like, what do you people do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scat play, huh?
I just like,
in a
it was
grocery
like,
store.
Yes.
Jessica was like a true
hunter.
Pegging
on gnomes.
Yeah. Pegging on
gnomes. I bet she said hilarious stuff, too. Like, just like, you're going to just hit that right on the garden gnome.
Right on the gnome.
Insanity.
You better finish on the gnome.
Finishing on the gnomes is crazy. What a move.
That's crazy. You know they say if you do that, well, they come to life.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. If they come to life, they're going to be upset.
All of a sudden.
Hey!
He's going to use his
gnome magic. He's like, come on! I didn't want to use my gnome magic and come to life for this. People, clean up your act. Give me a towel. What is that?
To the dude who's just a little bit of choking, seems like nothing now.
But at the same time, look where it can go.
Look where it can go.
You're right. It's a good lesson. And
yeah, you start choking and you end up at grocery store scat play.
Yeah, you never
with
know.
Vegetables.
Oh. Life has an old with vegetables.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Hello. He said it like a little English boy.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
You never know where he's going to be from.
Hello.
Well, when he comes back, you really don't. You have no idea.
It's International Dave.
You know?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
No, because a lot of times he's like, hidey ho. You know?
Hey, yeah.
He's from down south.
Howdy.
You know? Howdy do. He says that every once in a while. Howdy do.
Like, hello, hello.
Like, I don't even know where howdy do is from. Where do they say howdy
That's
do?
The south. That's the
howdy
south.
Do.
Howdy do.
That's a.
It's when I'm distracted.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Trying to do something
yeah.
else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my mind takes over and goes to a different right. foreign yeah. land, I guess.
Yeah. I like kicking it off. Like, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Sound like a chimney sweep up in here?
I sound like a chimney sweep up in here.
Yep.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak with you on a Friday, bitches. It's the 30th day of August, and it's 7:30 right now. Yeah, Andy. So the new tool is out today. Andy's been desperately trying to find it. Literally 40 seconds before he went on, Lisa told him where it was, and I think he was just going to leave and go listen.
He stood up to leave.
He stood up to like, see you guys.
Gotta go.
My reaction to it was literally like, I took my headphones off, we're about to go on the air, and I'm like, I'm going to go. Because I just spent the break being like, I'm too old now. I don't know how to get albums.
Yeah.
I'm like, what
that's
happened?
Hilarious. Yeah. You know?
That's crazy to me. Someone,
I'm like, how do you, J27535, talk to me. I'm like, how do we get the tool? Fear inoculum.
Sorry.
Tool, fear a lot. Denoculum.
Fear denoculum does not.
Fear inoculum. God damn it.
Fear.
Yeah. Bye. Bye. Bye, fear inoculum. God damn it, Jace 2753. How do you buy tool fear inoculum?
You Googled that?
Yeah.
Andy, what's happening?
So see, this is the thing. Like, so, you know, if you have the streaming services for music, it's already there. And I know myself, like, I'm a big believer in if you love a band, then you should buy the band's stuff because you want them to still make more music.
Yeah.
And eventually someone could just say, I'm sorry, you're not making us enough money and you don't have a record label anymore. No one cares about you
but
anymore.
But they said you don't need to buy songs or albums or anything anymore.
Yeah, you just stream it.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, no, you stream it.
That's what I'm saying, because you're going to lose it anyway.
But I like this one. I want to buy. Like, I'm going to buy a physical copy of this thing.
I always buy it on vinyl, but
I'm going to do all that. But, like, a lot of my music, I, like, just throw on YouTube or whatever, you know what I mean?
And yeah, it's on there.
Listen to it that way. It is?
Oh, yeah. It's not on there in, like, the full album
form. See, that's what I want. Like, I was like, I'm just, I don't want to age myself, but, like, I got the Spotify. I got the what the kids got. I
got the Spotify.
I got the Spotify. I'm going to take walks and listen to the Spotify like the kids. And,
going for a walk.
I don't like it. God damn it. It won't let me pick these songs in the order I want, you know? So, like, this one, I want to listen to it.
Did it look like it was all on Spotify?
Yeah, I saw the names of the songs, but it was mixed up with the other ones.
I know,
which
weird,
I don't prefer.
I know, I don't know why they do it.
If you use that service on a computer, though, like on like a desktop or like a laptop, you can listen to songs in order.
Okay.
Just the phone app makes it go on shuffle.
Yeah.
Unless you buy a premium plan.
I don't like a forced shuffle. Oh, that's what they want. They want that money.
They want the premium plan. Then you can listen to whatever
you want. Premium plan.
Okay, so I guess I'm getting the premium
plan.
I'm getting the premium plan.
Yeah, it's not that much.
Yeah, I'm getting a premium, supreme, gold member, whatever the hell.
All for Tool.
Yeah, I mean, it's here. I have it on my phone.
One of the weird ones.
Yeah, you're saying there's a few songs like that.
Yeah, there's a few, like, almost instrumental breakdowns, which I'll just say you waited 10 years.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear his voice.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I love his voice.
You want the songs.
I love his voice so much.
You can tell which ones are the songs because they're like 7 minutes.
The lengths. Right. Yeah.
Because
this is Chocolate Chip Trip, and it's only like 4:48.
See, I don't have the patience for this. I'm like fast forward. Let's get to it.
I think they do it to like, sometimes if they're like just a few minutes short or whatever, the like length of an album is, yeah, like it's supposed to be. They'll just throw in weirdness.
Why won't it stop?
Because
it's all you don't know. Stop. You can't stop Tool strange. Once you start.
Once you start Tool, Dave, you can't stop it.
You should have known that.
He thought he was going to stop Tool.
You can't stop.
So simple.
Hey,
I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, I'm scared now because I know how to get it, I think.
Well, you almost got up and left. So
I did. I'm not even right in the head.
I know.
I did get up and almost leave.
You almost left.
Yeah, so it's out there. You just got to figure out how the J2752 will get it for you.
I did. I like Googled it. I was like, Google Play. And it was like, it was like, oh, you got to click on three dots and then you click buy. So I'm like, well, here's the three dots. I'm like, it just says, yes or share. And I'm like, what? I'm like, well, that doesn't say buy. How do you buy it? Three dots. Why do you elude me?
You're talking to the three dots.
Yeah, I'm talking to the Google Play three dots, please.
So it's on Google Play, right? You can listen to it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it on Amazon Music?
Maybe.
Amazon Prime Music.
I have Amazon Prime.
And they have it.
Okay.
It's there.
So that's another. Is that another one of these Appalachians I got to download? Yes.
Yeah. Got to get the Amazon app.
I got to get the Amazon Appalachian. Download that to my phone.
Yeah, they have their own music app.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Amazon Music.
All right, yeah, because I was up there. I was like, how do you even work these things?
Yeah.
Stupid. I'm an idiot.
So hopefully you get to listen to it. I mean, hopefully you continue through the rest of the show and then listen to it.
I will. I'll be here for the rest of the show.
He did look like he was just ready to walk.
It wasn't even me, Dave. That wasn't me.
Yeah, just something took over. That was like the high school Andy got up.
Yeah, I was like, see, guys, gotta get out of here.
Oh, yeah, as soon as you open up Amazon's music app,
it's right there.
It's like the first main page.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got to get the old Amazonian Appalachian. Got to head to the old Amazon. I got to do some traveling through the Amazon and get me that album.
And people are saying it's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so that's what Andy's doing today. He's going to be finding the Tool album. Old man Andy will be trying to listen to it at some point, if he can figure it out.
Why does he want tools? I can't get the things. He doesn't have tools. He's been waiting 10 years.
Oh,
just go to Sears.
Craftsman. I love Craftsman.
Go to Sears. Why? Why in the world would he have waited 10 years to buy tools? I'm here at the Elder Beerman, and they don't have it. What? Tool. Tools? Tool inoculum. Tools? Fear inoculo. Home Depot. All the tools in the world. Lowe's. I went into Target. Where you at? What?
Mm-hmm. It said Google Play Music. They said, I know, I looked. The three dots wouldn't allow me to do it. Some of that Andy just added up like $120 a month in subscription services.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I got Google Play, Amazon Prime,
Spotify Premium.
I guess like it cost me $1,100.
Got it.
$1,100 later, I got me the fear inoculosis.
Worth every penny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. We're heading to Florida first, where a woman injured her elderly boyfriend's genitals. This is quite a situation they got going on here. A 23-year-old woman. Oh, my.
What?
What, Dave?
78-year-old boyfriend.
How old is she?
23.
Jeez. I tell you, it's love. We just have so much in common.
Wow. 23-year-old Florida woman grabbed her elderly boyfriend's genitals and cut them with her fingernails after they argued about the television remote control. Amber Black was charged with battery on a person over the age of 65 and obstruction of justice in connection with this incident in Palm Beach County. Black punched her older man in the face and began attacking him with her fingernails as they fought over the remote. She also took hold of his genitals.
Oh.
Then dug her nails into them.
No.
My God. Why do I feel like this chick's got big-ass long nails?
She's got the saber tooth.
Yeah.
She's got to have the saber tooth.
When he tried to call for help, she threw the phone against the wall and exclaimed, "You're old, and I'm stronger than you."
My jitterbug! Luckily, nothing can break that thing. It's fine.
It's fine.
You can hit it with a mallet.
When he finally picked up his jitterbug and called the cops,
beep,
she ordered him to tell them it was a mistake call as she grabbed his genitals again.
I made a big mistake. I'm old and I'm...
Say the right things. Say the right
things. I'm fine. No, no, just indigestion. Help.
Say the right stuff.
My balls. My balls. My balls.
So they come running after he screams his balls.
Her boyfriend suffered serious injuries to his shoulder, his left thigh, his knee, his nose, and his genitals.
So she just kicked the crap out of him, really.
She had her boyfriend's blood on her face when the cops arrived. She told the cops she was acting in self-defense, but they could clearly see this man couldn't do much. Palm Beach County jail records show she was released on $8,000 bond. There is her mugshot.
Yeah, she has to have wild nails.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet. I bet those things are like just her claws.
Those would hurt like talons.
Yeah.
I'm calling the police. You're in for it now. Hello, hi, police. Whoop. Never mind. I have the wrong number. I believe. I hope you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Gotta go now.
You're in for it. You're going to jail this time, 911. Hello, I've dialed you again. And I believe that I have the wrong number again. I'm very old. And I'm safe and fine. I'm safe and fine. Safe and fine. Bye.
Hey, someone grabbing you by the balls will make you say whatever they want you to say.
I feel like it's true.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's sure.
Got you by the balls with their big nails?
Yeah. Dude.
You know those nails could probably slice them off.
Yep.
Could Dorian be the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's East Coast since Andrew? Let's get an update right now from ABC News.
It is bracing for the worst. People are scrambling to stock up on supplies or get out of town before the hurricane hits. Take a look at these long lines forming at a gas station in Miami-Dade. And get this, this was 2 o'clock this morning. Dorian could be the strongest hurricane there since Andrew made landfall in 1992. Let's go right to Gio Benitez, who's in Miami with more on the preps underway. Gio, good morning.
Hey, Tom, good morning. We are surrounded by 3 gas stations right now. Take a look at this one right here because the lines are long. This one is just wrapped around this station. Take a look at that one across the street. The line goes all the way down the road. And over there on the other end, that gas station doesn't have any gas at all. And it's only going to get worse from here. All across the state of Florida, it's a race against time for more than 17 million people in the path of Hurricane Dorian. Residents rushing to stores and gas stations overnight, loading up on food, bottled water, and gas.
Hard to get gas right now. Water, just everywhere is packed. There's cars everywhere.
I already went to like 5 different stores. Nobody have water nowhere.
I was here like 3 hours ago, and there was no way to come in.
Residents in Davie waiting in a line that wraps around the store, hoping to scoop up the last of those precious goods. Outside the supply store in South Florida, long lines forming for propane. Inside this Home Depot, materials dwindling. Many met with empty shelves. This is what we're seeing all across South Florida. People preparing for this storm, loading up that plywood to board up their homes. We met Jose Noriega buying 26 sandbags.
I obviously planning for the worst possible, but hoping for the best.
This traffic jam in Orlando caused by residents hoping to purchase the few remaining sandbags. This morning, families hunkering down. And businesses, too, who are hiring contractors to protect their stores. Florida's governor issuing a state of emergency for all 67 counties.
All Floridians really need to monitor Hurricane Dorian.
and make the necessary preparations.
People already packing up to get up and get out. Watch this mega yacht migration in Fort Lauderdale.
Quick, grab the yacht! Oh, my God!
Now it's send someone for the yacht, please.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, you're right.
With NOAA pilots flying missions to survey its strength, NASA even capturing this view from space. Residents in the Caribbean watched as Dorian barreled through, flooding streets and bringing winds up to 110 miles per hour. Now the storm has its sights set on Florida. Officials aren't taking any chances because so many are in the cone of uncertainty.
We are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
And if prepping for a hurricane wasn't hard enough, now you've got a very rainy day here in South Florida. That's going to make boarding up homes a lot tougher. It's going to make going out there, getting your supplies a lot tougher. That's why Florida officials are saying that everyone in the state needs to prepare today.
Came there since, the and came there since Andrew made landfall.
Gas station. Oh, it's something's happening.
Oh my.
I know where my mouse went.
Oh my.
Just keeps disappearing.
The poor guy crying, waiting.
I know.
Waiting to die.
The cone of uncertainty.
It sounds like a magical ice cream cone.
Okay, here's the funniest thing I noticed in that whole report. They showed one person's trunk loaded with groceries. They had 6 cans of whipped cream. They had 6 ready whip cans that
exactly.
I noticed.
And they probably wanted the nitrous out of it in case they got hurt.
Oh, damn.
That's probably it.
I was like, why do they need so much whipped cream?
Dave thinks it's for Sundays.
All the ice cream's gonna melt. We better be prepared.
He's a cute little soul.
Hey,
hey
now!
Why
in the world would anybody get so much whipped cream?
just a special.
What's it gonna make? I got like some ice cream emergency. Well, their ice cream is gonna melt, probably, right? They gotta get it ready.
That's why it's more likely for sex.
Sex?
They're all bunkered in the house for, what, 2 or 3 days straight?
It's possible, but the water might be off.
Theory is probably.
Yeah, people like that nitrous.
Yeah.
They love it.
Well, people like whipped cream sundaes.
Why the funniest thing I could see was...
six cans of whipped cream.
Is it really a sundae with a little whipped cream on the top?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well. You guys making pies? Seriously, this hurricane's coming. Why would you even bother making pies? It's just storm pies.
Oh, good storm pie. Who doesn't want that?
Oh, man, that's funny.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.